For those of you that don't know, Katie's family to us. She's kind of been up every year for the last 5 years, roughly. 4 years, 5 years. And, yeah, we are blessed to have her and her family in our lives. And over to you.
Thank you. All right. So for those who weren't here yesterday, I had 3 friends with me yesterday. 2 of them had to leave this morning to go to a wedding. But Jules is still here. Jules is amazing. And we are privileged and honored to be here on your day of celebration, on your weekend of celebration, extra level celebration. So, yes, the Lord for this whole weekend has been speaking on the rain, the fire, and today the wind and breath. So all together it paints the picture. And if you only hear today's, you'll only get a part of the picture. So I really impress on you to listen to the other 2 parts because it will all come together as one message. I felt just to tell you the 2-sentence part summary that the Lord said about the whole weekend that I mentioned yesterday. So this is what the Lord said. You will see my fire fall on hearts set apart for me. You will see the wind of my spirit blow. You will see my breath bring dry bones to life. This is the era of resurrection power. You will see my rain fall on barren places and my living water flow. So that's a summary of what I believe your prophetic promise is and what your new chapter of resurrection life looks like. But first I'm going to pray because mostly I need God's wisdom on how to get through this content in a short time frame. Because when I was sitting down, he said, I've got an impromptu section to add to the message I've given you. And I said, I hope it's not too long. I hope the sections you're adding is not too long. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you are worthy. You are altogether lovely. You are altogether worthy. Lord, may our very lives speak that. May our very lives express, speak that, display that. Lord, that you are altogether worthy. You are holy. We are living just to worship you and honor you and give glory to you. May today do that, Lord, in every word that I speak and say. And Lord, may everything else be eliminated. May our hearts and ears be open to receive your breath of life. Lord, I thank you that you are opening a new chapter of resurrection life in each of our lives and over this place and region. And Lord, we just give this time to you in Jesus' name. So the impromptu section that God said is, I'm going to speak, I'm going to give you the words through Mez's painting. So Mez, who was here yesterday, she actually painted prophetic art pieces for each of the sessions based on what the Lord showed her. So I'm going to get Jules to read out what Mez says and I'm going to see what God wants to add.
All right, so today's one is the green, it's called naphash, which is Hebrew for to breathe, to be breathed upon, to be revived and life-giving. She says, this painting represents his breath, bringing forth anew, his wind reviving dry bones, prophesying life into his plans and priorities for each individual, church and region. The breath of God brings life. The tree represents all of these areas. In each area, we allow the roots to be sown, either in anger, gossip, unforgiveness, lust or hate. Then our tree will be lifeless, dead, producing nothing. But as we allow the wind or breath of God to draw us into grace and love, and as the fertilizer of God's goodness takes over, our roots turn to joy, forgiveness, peace, and truth, and our tree flourishes, bringing fruit to others, protects and shelters others, and the dry bones of our lives, churches and regions come alive in him. She says the colour palette brings a calming peace and a freshness of the spirit and refilling our heart to endure and be strengthened to bring all glory, honour and praise to his name. When I look at the painting, it causes me to breathe out a sigh, which ministers calm and joy to bring my mind and my body. I'm reminded of the breath of God.
All right, so this is what I feel the Lord say. He is wanting to bring us back to the table of exchange from yesterday before I go and speak on the breath and the wind. So he has an extra element to do with the exchange. So this half of the tree is what he's now focusing on at the table. He's saying, I am using, Jill's talked about the knife edge of cutting away the small things. That's what he's doing now. He's going, I want to cut away these dead places and these places that are hindering the breath and the life that I want to speak into you. I want to prophesy this into you. I want to transform your tree into life. But there are areas that are still there that need to be cut away and need to be surrendered at the table. And even the scripture this morning, the Lord's, you know, where we lay aside every hindrance, the Lord said that's part of this impromptu part of the message. We have to lay aside these things, offense, gossip, anger, whatever it is, whatever thing is causing us is hindering the breath. It's like I saw a blockage here. God's breathing it. He wants to breathe it. He's saying, this is your new chapter. I'm trying to open it. I'm trying to breathe life. I'm trying to bring the wind. I'm trying to speak this out. But if you don't release those things, if you hold on to these dead places, I can't do the supernatural transformation of bringing life to your tree. So before I speak out what I feel the Lord gave me to speak, we need to deal with this, because the power of the breath is not going to have the magnitude God wants until this impromptu chapter is dealt with. So this is the real place. This is like, this is the what's in there. Even when Jules was speaking last night, I was like, oh yeah, God, I think I still have a residue of that. I think I still have, like, what is it? What's preventing the full, let's go, God? So we're going to come back to the table. Thank you, God, that you desire to open a chapter of resurrection, power and life. Thank you, God, that you can do it in a moment. Thank you, God, that you can breathe life. You speak it into being and it is. But Lord, we want to come before you in all humility, in all reverence, in all fear of the Lord. Lord, I call in the fear of the Lord in this place. I call in the spirit of repentance. Lord, I ask that you will search our hearts, that you will look for every dry and dead little twig or root of something that is producing no life. So Lord, we wait on you to show us the barren places. We thank you that you have invited us back to the table of exchange. And Lord, we want to surrender. I see people doing that. I see people going, I surrender wounds. I surrender offense. Lord, I surrender envy. I surrender bitterness. I surrender resentment. I surrender disappointment over the time you've taken to bring me to the promise. Whatever it is, Lord, I surrender these things that Mez felt. Anger, pride, selfish ambition. These are words that the Lord's really dropping into my spirit, but it may be something different for you. That the Lord says, do not move from this place. Do not move from this place until this has been dealt with. I feel some of you are going to go back to this place this week and double check. I see even some of you asking others, Can you ask God for me? Can you see if there's something else? Can you see if the Lord's asking me to release anything else? Lord, I thank you that you are shining the light of your word, and that your spirit is highlighting what needs to be brought forward. Lord, we surrender it fully. We surrender those areas. We invite the Holy Spirit to cut away what is lifeless, what is causing debris, what is causing barren places to arise in our lives and in our landscape. And Lord, we want the tree of life. We want the tree of fullness. We want the tree of wholeness. We want the tree of freedom, because with life comes liberty. Life and liberty are two sides of the same coin. The Lord is speaking life over your chapter, but at the same time, life comes with liberty. These things are causing chains. Chains can no longer remain, the Lord said. So Lord, I thank you for the divine exchange. We receive it in faith and we say, thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. When the Lord wanted me to talk on the breath and the wind, so both areas he gave me. With the breath, for each area he gave me a scripture. With the breath, he gave me Ezekiel 37, which again, it's a scripture we know well. Each weekend, the scriptures each time in these sessions are ones we know well. But I actually felt like the Lord say, these scriptures are for you for this season. These are strategy scriptures for you. They're literally like keys. Keys for you to unlock what God has for you. I heard the Lord say, this is the era of my breath, for this is the time where the breath of my spirit will bring to life that which you thought was dead. This is the era of resurrection, life and power. Those who spend time in my presence hear my voice, and as they speak out the words given on the leading of my spirit, they will see dry bones come to life and an army arise, like in the days of Ezekiel. Many of you are in a valley of dry bones and a region of dry bones, but now is the time to see the hour and prophesy as I direct. As you speak and step in faith, you will see my spirit bring to life that which looks impossible, and you will know that I, the Lord, brought it into being. Okay, so there's a lot in that paragraph. But the Lord is saying Ezekiel 37 is your strategy and is your promise and is your invitation. Let's read it from verse 3. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, only Lord God, you know. I feel like many of us are saying that to God. God is saying, look at these barren areas of your life. Look at these promises that look dead. Look at this lifeless part of your dreams. And God's saying, do you think they can live? I feel like I've said to God, Lord, only you know. I feel like I've waited too long. I have no idea if that's going to come to life. But Lord is asking you, why do you think he asked that? Why do you think the Lord said, Son of man, can these bones live? It's a question of faith. He's saying, can they live? Do you believe they can live? The Lord is asking you the same thing. What does God then say? Verse 4, then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Things can shift on the word of the Lord because his word does not return void. We cannot hear the direct command, voice, strategy of God, speak it out and expect anything less than creation and every situation to change on the word of God. Repeatedly, Ezekiel does this, prophesies what he's commanded, but only what he's commanded. You will notice in the scripture it says, the Lord says to these, say this, prophesy this, speak this. The Lord is giving you this strategy. I believe we're in a year, right now across the earth, we are in a year of people stepping into their greater things of God. open door after open door, opportunity after opportunity, where there's been dryness, waiting, there will be suddenlies of God. But in a way, they're not suddenlies because we've waited and we've prayed and we've, like the rain cloud, we've gone out, we've interceded, we've said, yes, Lord, I believe it's coming. Yes, Lord, I believe it's coming. Yes, I'm standing in expectation. Yes, I'm standing in faith. So the way and the time it happens is sometimes suddenly, but in a way, the rain's not, because we believe abundant rain's coming. We can already see and hear it. We already know the wind of God's coming. He's prophesying dry bones to life. But the Lord is highlighting the strategy to hear his word and prophesy life. It is in the spoken. There's something this very month, these months and the year to come, about speaking out life. Speak the open doors. Speak the life. Okay, so the Lord went on to say, many have walked through a valley in the last season. Who's walked through a valley? I feel like I've put two hands up. I walked through a valley of hardship, battle, and dryness. I am opening a new chapter of resurrection life. Was it Ezekiel who said, it's all right, I'll just get some clay, I'll just fashion a little, skin? He prophesied and the Lord made it happen. The Lord is going to shift your season. The Lord is going to open your chapter, but he wants you to speak it out. Prophesy it. I am opening a new chapter of resurrection life. I change the seasons. Watch me change your season to one of life, vibrancy, and abundance. Look for the unexpected. Be expectant for all I have spoken to unfold. Prophesy in faith and boldness and partner with me to bring forth life to that which looks barren. So I'm sure all of us can think of an area that looks barren. An area that looks barren in your own life, in your family, in your region. Our job is to go to God and say, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to prophesy? Which area are you highlighting that I should speak life into? Which area should I speak the name of Jesus over? What is my strategy? What are the words you're giving to me? The Lord said, I'm closing your last chapter and opening your new one. And that has happened. That has happened this weekend. The alignment of the building, the alignment of the timing of God, the alignment of the date, 8th of October, new beginnings, complete new beginnings. The new chapter has opened for you. I decree it is. There is an overlap of both are occurring together, the closing of one and the opening of another. The Lord says, allow my spirit to highlight that which needs to be submitted to me in the closing of the old. This is part of this. This is what this means. What needs to be closed off in the closing of the old. Allow my spirit to breathe life into your dreams. Allow my spirit to fill you with hope for the future and faith for the promises. Sometimes we have to actually ask God for that. If you've been in a dry place, you need people around you to say, can you continue to stand? God is faithful. God's going to bring it to pass. God's going to do it. Remember these other promises he's done for you. Remember his faithfulness here while you wait for this really long one. Remember this. We need to stand together. Jules is like, she probably hears, oh no, Katie's calling me. It's all right. Wait for the promise. You need people who do that for you. Allow my spirit to fill you with hope. Many have been crippled by disappointment, hope deferred, and weariness. I actually saw a picture of some of you yesterday, as I was going to bed yesterday, and there was like an old man with a, like a walking stick, hunched over. The season has been so hard and so dry, it's like you barely can stand. You've been crippled by hope deferred and weariness. But the Spirit of God is here to breathe life into all God's spoken. The Lord is saying, prophesy over your area of dry bones, for I will cause breath to enter them that they shall live. So pretty much the Lord is saying, do you believe your dry bones can live? He's asking you that question. It's in his word, but he's personally asking. It's become a rhema word for you. Do you believe they can live? And the Lord is inviting you to take up his strategy and spend time asking what needs to be submitted. Spend time asking what needs to be prophesied. The Lord says, this word is not only for individuals, but for families in this region. A great battle has been raging against families. I desire to bring resurrection life to the area of youth and families. Amen, God. Let it be, God, according to your word. Speak out to the youth movement. Speak life into families in this region in Jesus' name. That is from God. He's saying, speak life, speak life, speak life. Don't allow the sound of the enemy to be greater than your voice rising up to align with the breath of God. Prophesy the rising of a mighty youth movement. This is what God says you are to do. Prophesy the rising of a mighty youth movement that will take my truth, love, and power to the lost and bring in a harvest. Prophesy the breaking of chains and the breaking forth of my plans in this region. Prophesy the coming wind of my spirit. Will you do it? This is like the Lord saying to Ezekiel, prophesy this, son of man. What does Ezekiel do? He says, okay, God, only you know they can live. I believe you in faith. Let's do it. Before we go on to the wind. Actually, are you okay? Ah, thank you, God. All right, let's stand up. This is the time where the Lord is asking you to be bold, because there's no longer sitting in the seats. There's no longer like waiting on, it's no longer saying, God, if it's your will to move, hope you do it. Lord is saying, speak out my word on the leading of my spirit and see the dry bones come to life. Do you believe the bones can live? Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, I thank you that your breath is breathing life into dry bones. As collectively we stand together and we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that your breath is moving on every area of dryness, every area of barrenness, every promise that is laying dormant. And Lord, we speak life into those things in Jesus' name. We speak life and life abundant. We call a raising up of that army of youth. We thank you, God, that you are raising up families, that you are calling them in. We call them out of darkness into light. We call them out of the enemy's hands into light. Lord, we call forth a breaking of every chain, a breaking of every chain that's hindering the promises coming forth, that's hindering the dry bones coming to life in Jesus' name. I feel like the Lord's saying, speak life. He actually wants you now to speak life over your area. You say whatever it is. Thank you, Lord, that this is the era of resurrection, power, and life. Thank you that you are filling our mouths with your words. You are filling our mouths with your authority to speak life into the dead places in Jesus' name.
We will not back down. We will see this family rise. We will see this church rise in truth and in love, and the favor of God shall come in such power and authority, and the dead shall come to life in our families, and dead promises shall come to life, and we will see it, and we will laugh, and we will rejoice, and it shall go forth from this place to the regions of the world. It shall go forth and multiply in the name of Jesus, and we will give him the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I feel like Jules needs to speak something. Release the fire of the word, Jules. Yeah, Father God, we just thank you that there is life and abundance, Father. You have already sown the seed, so we call in the harvest. We call in the harvest of all that you have sown and all that you have spoken. We decree and we declare that this is a season of liberty, that your people shall walk strong and mighty. They shall be fearless in the face of whatever comes at them. I decree and I declare that they shall stand and they shall not be shaken, that they shall live in joy and victory, that their faith shall move mountains, that their faith shall raise the dead, that their faith shall heal the sick. I decree and I call in the harvest. I decree salvation. Today is the day of your salvation over this region. I call in the peace of God over this region. I thank you, Father, that your heart is for this region. We thank you, God, that your glory shall surround and fill. And Father, let there be an abundance of harvest, both in the natural, in the finances, in the marriages, in children, Father, in families. I decree life in abundance, and I rebuke and bind every work of the enemy that would hinder your people from walking in the fullness of God. I thank you for it, Lord. Rain, heaven, rain. Let the rain of heaven fall.
So I also feel like God saying my breath is blowing out things from your chapter. So now I'm just going to thank you, Lord, that you're prophesying life over the chapter. Thank you, Lord, that your hand is reaching down, and by your spirit, I am going to uproot every part of their chapter that is not of you. Lord, I uproot, I break every chain in Jesus' name. I uproot every lie of the enemy. I uproot accusation. I uproot word curses. I uproot every constraint. I uproot every assignment of the enemy. In Jesus' name, I cancel every entanglement. I uproot it out of your life in Jesus' name. I release the protection of heaven over your chapter. I release the protection and a guard and a favor of heaven. May the glory of God encircle this camp in Jesus' name. Lord, we commit this building, these people, this region into your hands, and I call forth the army of heaven to surround them, encamp around them, that they would be protected, guarded, and guided in Jesus' name. You can sit. So we've talked about the breath, the strategy, the invitation to take up Ezekiel 37 with the breath of God, the wind of God. There's the breath and there's the wind. The scripture the Lord led me to, again, super one we all know, Acts 2, 1 to 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. When the day arrived, I am here to mark your day. I am here to deliver the word to you to say your day is marked. Your chapter is open. Your day has arrived. First part of the sentence. They were all together in one place. The Lord sees your heart of unity, your heart of togetherness. He has been in the process of blowing out what is not of him. Get rid of it. Make it clean. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound. Even on Friday night, the Lord was talking about this sound, the song of heaven that heaven singing over you. The sound of the rain. Do you believe the sound of abundant rain is coming? The sound of the rushing wind. Again, the abundance of rain is not a trickle. The rushing wind is not a... Did you hear it? It's not like... Jules, did you hear that? It's like... The wind of God is going to come suddenly. It's going to fill this entire house. This house, you're a house of God's people. You're a house. You're a house because you're a family. You're a house. You're a home. The very thing, when I walked in here on Friday night, the Lord said, you've arrived at the hub. The very thing that Tim and I got were connected on to start was a word God gave me about homes. Originally it was hubs. Hubs of harvest and transformation, which ended up progressing to be homes of harvest and habitation. But this idea of a hub, you are a hub, you are a family, you are a house of God that is to stand together in unity to see the wind of God blow out what is not part of his plan and blow in what is. I heard the Lord say, my wind will blow on hearts surrendered to me and set apart for my purposes. Jules spoke on that last night, being set apart. My wind blows in areas where my people have prepared the ground in intercession. My wind brings in the harvest. Prepare for my wind. This is a time of preparation. Jules is talking about that. Prepare. Get ready. Prepare for the wind. Seek the whole highway of holiness. Return to the ancient paths. Have a heart cry for me to create in you a pure heart and walk with clean hands. That's actually what Mez put on the painting, which we didn't talk. She just put that on. That's what the Lord's saying to you. The Lord is highlighting what preparing the way for the wind looks like. Hearts surrendered to him, ground prepared in intercession. Seek him, seek the walkway of highway of holiness, purity and humility. These sound like easy things, like tick, tick, tick. Yep. Humility, wholeness, whatever. Yep, God. Just. I don't think so. I feel like God is coming back to the fine scalpel. He's not saying, it's pretty good. Yeah. 7 out of 10 is all right. He's saying, actually, I want you to be a light on a hill. The greater your light, the greater your beacon will be to the region. And the greater your light, the more transformed you are into the image of Christ and the more that you radiate his glory. So he's looking for the sharp, 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 the close transformation. He's looking for actually return to the highway of holiness. Return to walking in the fear of God. Return to walking in, God, you are worthy of it all. There's nothing else. Everything is surrendered. Everything, Lord, I lay everything on that table that you prepared for me again today. I lay it all down. I'm sorry that I get offended by those little things. I'm sorry that that triggers me. How do I make that better? The Lord is going to the deep places, to the little places, the places we think are little, but they are tarnished. I've called you to be separated out for my purposes. Guard your unity of heart and vision, for it is from this place that blessing flows. That's a promise. Unity sparks the wind and fans into flame my plans. Division causes a breach in the wall and allows the enemy access to disrupt, distort, and delay what I desire to ignite. So unity brings forth fire, rain, and wind. Division brings forth disruption, distortion, and delay. Guard your place of unity. The Lord goes on to say, you don't know the hour of that my wind will come, but you know the hour of preparation at hand and know how to be found ready. Hunger for more of me and to know me. Hunger for transformation of individuals, families and the regions. hunger for divine intervention, hunger for more of my spirit. Burn with love for me, burn with heart set on fire for me. Be washed with my word and transformed by the work of my spirit. Lay aside every weight which slows you down, which was the scripture this morning. Study and meditate on my word. Be filled afresh with my spirit. Make room for me and watch me fill your house. This is the very song that Tim felt was for this weekend, which is pretty much the last thing that God spoke to me. Make room for me and watch me fill your house. It's a promise. It's like God saying, if you will make room in your heart, in your lives, in your family here, God will fill this place. So there's a call to hunger, hunger for him, hunger for transformation, hunger for intervention. There's a call to burn with the love of God. There's a call to allow personal transformation. There's a call to lay down every hindrance. There's a call to make room for the Lord. But all of this comes with the promise of dead things turning to life and of the wind filling this place. So really, this whole weekend's been an invitation. This whole weekend's been an invitation to hear the rain, prepare your heart from a place of surrender, and allow the breath of God to breathe life. Partner with God in speaking forth life. So there was a prophecy. I felt like God wanted me to prophesy this over you. I prophesy over you that the wind of God will come like a rushing wind and will fill this house. I prophesy the suddenlies of God will be seen in this place. I prophesy the breath of God is bringing to life the promises and plans of God, and an army is rising in this region. I decree the old chapter is closing and the new one is opening. I prophesy the new chapter is one of resurrection life and it has been opened. So I believe God's fire, rain and breath and wind will be seen in this place, and that you are all called to release this. You are all called to partner with God in some way, to speak forth life, to be prepared through the fire process, to stand for the rain, all these things that we've talked about. The Lord is asking you to take on his strategy, to spend time in his presence, make space for him and allow him to move with power. So Lord, we thank you that you have given a promise that your wind will come, that we are to prepare for your wind. Lord, I thank you that it is a rushing wind that will leave the place changed. It will be marked. It can't be the same. Just like in the days of Acts, Lord, your spirit didn't arrive without transformation. Lord, I thank you that it was on the back of being in one place in a unified place of one accord that your wind was released. Lord, I fan into flame the place of unity. Lord, I speak forth a guarding of unity. I thank you that blessing flows from the place of unity. So Lord, I stand again and prophesy that the wind of your spirit is coming. Lord, we thank you that you are preparing our hearts. We ask that your wind would blow out everything that's not of you, Lord God. Lord, may you blow it out with force. May, Lord, we surrender it. May you blow it out with force, Lord God. But Lord, I ask that you will prepare us for your rushing wind. We thank you for the promise and we believe it, Lord. We thank you that your breath has opened the chapter of resurrection life. Lord, we thank you for the resurrection power that will be seen in this place. Lord, we thank you in advance for the testimony after testimony after testimony of life and liberty. Lord, I leave them I speak forth life and liberty over every person, every family, and I speak it over this region. I uproot death and destruction in the name of Jesus. I decree you have no longer place. I call forth, uproot a seed, every seed of death and destruction, Lord, we uproot. And Lord, we speak forth life. We speak forth your word. May your word be spoken with power. Lord, I release a boldness over them in Jesus' name. The Lord says, receive boldness. Like in the days of Acts, speak forth his word with boldness. Arise with boldness, the Lord says. Speak forth my word with power and with boldness. Do you believe my word has power? Do you believe the word I speak to you has power to bring forth life and change and resurrection and transformation in Jesus' name? He is asking you one last question. Do you believe the dry bones can live? Do you believe my wind is coming? Do you believe the power of my word? Amen.